T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's just about 8:45. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Tommy Tucker this morning. Christmas, New Year's Eve today, New Year's Day tomorrow. Are you going to be doing a lot tonight? I'm curious about how many of you have actually family traditions for New Year's. Now, ours, it's always New Year's Day. We always have the cabbage, always have the black-eyed peas, and always have the cornbread to go with that. And if you have any special cabbage recipes, well, why don't you call me at 260-1870 or text me at 870-870. Same thing about fireworks. Fireworks, you can have a lot of fun, but you really, really should be careful on how you handle them. And if you have any things that you did as a kid, as a young man with fireworks, and you look back and say, that was stupid to do, call me, tell me about it, and we will make sure that if there are any young people listening, we will tell them, this is stupid to do, don't do. All right, it's 8:45, and we're going to talk to Jay Banks, New Orleans City Council member. Jay knows all about fireworks. How are you, Jay?
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. It's good to be up this time of the morning. Don't normally do it, but always enjoy getting off the couch and being able to talk about things. And fireworks, you know, when I was a kid, and I'm sure it's the same way now, fireworks were big things, but it's now getting more and more into organized fireworks. In fact, I have a relative who I don't even, what do you call some guy who goes to school and gets a license to learn how to deal with fireworks?
A pyrotechnician.
That's him. Okay. And he talks about all this stuff to me, which is like a foreign language. So in English, if you want to see some good fireworks in the city tonight, what do you recommend?
Look, man, let me tell you, you talked about, in the intro, you talked about family traditions, and we're hoping that we are creating a very new one with these neighborhood fireworks displays. And last year, we were successful in getting 4 of them throughout the city. This year, we weren't able to raise enough money to do 4, but we do have one that's going to be out in New Orleans East, and it is going to be a spectacular show. So I think that if families have the opportunity to come out to that, it is really a fun time. Bring your picnic lunches or your baskets and your bag chairs, and just come on out there and enjoy the show. It's much less congested than trying to get down to the quarter, and it's far more family friendly. And I take nothing away from what happens down in the quarter, but that's more of an adult event, whereas the one that that's out there in the East is far more family oriented. And hopefully next year we'll be successful in raising some additional funds to put it back in City Park and to put one uptown. Last year we had 4. We were out in New Orleans East, we were in City Park, we were uptown on Napoleon Avenue and the river, and naturally the big one downtown. This year again, we weren't successful in raising enough money to get those others, but we do have New Orleans East set, and I want to give a big shout out to Mark Romick and the Tourist Commission for helping us to put all this together. I fervently believe that the better we make New Orleans for its residents, the better it will be for our tourists. And this is a resident-oriented event, but the tourists can come too. So anybody that wants to come is more than welcome. The fireworks are out in the East along Reed Boulevard. I mean, along that whole strip, you can see them throughout the East. But folks were lining up in the parking lots all along Reed, and we strongly encourage people to come. And when you talked about, you brought back a memory, man, when you said that something you did as a kid that was stupid. I don't do fireworks personally anymore because I was 12 years old, and my brother, and if he's listening, he's going to get mad to be saying this, but he lit a bottle rocket in our driveway that ended up going up, hooking back, and busted through the dining room window and set the dining room curtains on fire.
Oh, my goodness.
And my mother had a pure hemorrhage. And, mister, I have not lit a fireworks there because I still sting from that beating that we got when Grayling set those curtains on fire. I ain't forgot that. So, no, we don't do the personal ones, but I will definitely go and watch the professional.
I will mention one thing I did that I would love to forget. But, again, you learn when I was a kid, of course, if you could get your hands on a cherry bomb or Silver King, you were an explosive person. And I live right next door to a bar room, and we're walking by, and I get this great idea. Man, let's scare those people in here. Look, the window's open. Let's go ahead and drop one inside the window, which we did. The only thing we did not know is, you know, it was stacked up right there on that side of the window, cases and cases of fireworks that they were going to drag out and shoot at midnight. My goodness gracious, it exploded. Blew a hole in the wall. And
that's what you call a real cherry bomb.
Now, let me tell you, we ran, okay? And to this day, I never confessed to it. My dad, we lived next door, and my dad had shook him out of the bed. He hit the floor, and he came out, and he said, "Boy, what's going on out here?" I said, "I don't know, Dad, some idiot." But that is up in New Orleans, East. Are you going to be around Joe Brown Park?
Yes. All along Joe Brown Park. Anyway, anywhere you go along Reed, the Daughters of Charity parking lot is pretty much so the base.
Mm-hmm.
But anywhere along Reed Boulevard, you'll be able to see it from where the plaza was to Joe Brown to any of those parking lots out there. You'll be able to put your bag chairs. And again, we encourage families to come and just enjoy this, and we hope to make this an annual tradition, because again, we are intent on making New Orleans as best as it can be for its residents. We for too long had a tilted view of trying to make all things great for tourists.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to refocus that, and the better we make it for our residents, the better it will be for tourists. But we got to put our residents first, and we're hoping to make this an annual thing.
And we should be able to get some people from Slidell. It's not that big of a drive.
It's not that big of a drive. And again, I mean, New Orleans is, and Louisiana in particular, is festival central. So we know once something gets started and it's good, it blows up and it gets to be big. And again, it's a family-oriented celebration. The fireworks out there will start at 8:30, which means you'll be able to come out there, enjoy, and even get home before much of the craziness starts. And again, if you want to come to that one and then leave and go to the one out in the French Quarter, you'd be able to do that too.
But
we do this one early to, again, give families the opportunity to come out and enjoy.
I've got to leave and go to news, but I do want to say one thing. I lived in New Orleans East for about 15, 16 years, and then I moved to Slidell. And I would absolutely love to see that area come back the way it used to be. It used to be a grand place to live. We had a great shopping center. We had ice rings out there. We had Dillard's out there. I'd love to see that area come back like that.
Well, let me tell you, the councilman out there, Councilman Wynn, is wholly committed to trying to get that done. And she is working diligently. I'm working hand-in-hand with her along with the mayor and the other members of the council. We are going to try to make New Orleans East be what it was, and that is not a pipe dream. That is something we're holistically committed to trying to make happen. And again, this is just an example of the progress. Last week you had, 2 weeks ago, you had the Christmas parade out there. You've got the fireworks show. Now, those are fun things, but we're working diligently to try to get more investment, more jobs, more opportunities, more restaurants, more things out there to make life more livable for the people out there. So we get it, and we're working on it.
Good luck to you, Jay. I hope it happens. We're going to take a break right now. It's 8:52. We'll check in with traffic, and then we will be right back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.